Chapter 6. B2 Exams. Exercise 2. IELTS Listening. Section 3. You are going to hear a history tutorial about spying in World War II. Read the questions below carefully. Then listen and answer questions 1 to 10.
Good morning, Sarah, Mary, Tom. For today's tutorial on World War II, I asked you to prepare some spy stories. Tom, shall we start with you?
I really enjoyed looking up some of the spy stories, and I have chosen one about the Allied landing in Sicily in 1943. It was an operation nicknamed Operation Mincemeat. The Allies were preparing an invasion of Sicily, but wanted the Germans to think they were landing somewhere else. So the British spy agency took the body of a dead tramp and dressed him as a Royal Marine. They put false identity papers on him and chained a briefcase to his wrist, containing documents about a fictitious Allied invasion of Greece. The body was then floated in the sea off Spain. As expected, the body was found and the documents handed over to the German command, who believed all the coded information and reinforced their military positions in Greece instead of Sicily.
Interesting choice, Tom. What about you, Sarah?
I was fascinated by the story of a famous jazz singer. Her name was Josephine Baker. She was born in America, but moved to France and became a French citizen before the war. When Paris was occupied by the Germans, she stayed on and convinced the Nazis that she was on their side. She had access to very high-ranking German officers and gained a great deal of important information for the Allies. When she needed to communicate, she would arrange to sing in a neutral country and write the information in invisible ink on her music sheets, which she then handed over. If she needed to pass on any photos, she would often pin them to her underwear and smuggle them over the border. I think she was really brave. She chose to put herself in danger for something she believed in.
Brave lady. Mary, what is your story?
I have also chosen a woman spy. An extraordinary woman for her intelligence, bravery, and sheer nerve. She was born in Poland in 1915 and was noted for her beauty. Her name was Christina Starbeck originally, although later she was given an English name, Christine Granville. When Poland was invaded in 1939, she and her husband escaped to England. He joined the Free Polish Army and was killed, but Christine became a spy. She spoke several languages, and after special training, she was sent on a series of missions. She was in Budapest to help Polish refugees cross the border. She was parachuted into German-occupied France and on many missions between England and Poland. She was fearless. In one of her most daring episodes, she was working with the French resistance when her commander and two Allied officers were captured. Christine went to the Gestapo-controlled prison and persuaded the Nazi commandant that she was General Montgomery's niece. She promised payment and free passes in return for his releasing them. He agreed.
Amazing. What happened to her after the war?
She was given many medals, but found it hard to find an interesting job, and in the end was murdered by a rejected lover in 1952.
What a sad ending. Well, all three are great stories. Well done.